Welcome, everyone. We'll just take a moment to adjust to the field, the frequencies. The energy is very high tonight. So, see how you respond to high frequency energy. So, this is the first class of 2026, and we're back together after a long break. And a lot has happened frequency-wise since we've last met. We're in a whole new world, a whole new frequency spectrum. And we are just going to be moving along at a very intense speed. So, the title of this class, Experiencing Your New Earth Body. We are really being blasted open. It's almost like cracked. There's a huge separation going on between the old paradigm conditioning, and I really want you to hear that as conditioning is being dismantled. And we are in the process of coming out from underneath a very heavy energy for the last 5 or 6,000 years. So this is a momentous time. As I mentioned in the letter that I sent out earlier, a few weeks ago, we have this class is still in a deep cleansing mode. And the depth of the cleansing keeps surprising me. It's really in the realm of what the unknown at this point. This is beyond the subconscious. This is beyond cellular. This is into realms that we didn't even know existed. Very, very subtle. And so, as a result of having the influence of what I was calling the pulses and the waves from the conditioning at this very deep level, it has caused us to go into a very severe control program, where we try to control everything and we don't even know that we're doing it. But there is a pulse that is in our being that keeps reminding us to stay in control. I'm just letting that land. And I'll explain why it relates to our new earth body. I'm just going to let that land. And just, you might be able to have a very subtle sense, either physically, emotionally, mentally, that there is this band of a stricture that creates this control program. So it's a feeling of being constricted, and it doesn't have to have content, but that band of tightness, our response to it is control. And by being in a control mode, and not just controlling how we think of it in terms of relationships and controlling our environment, controlling our daily life. We're way beyond that. We are at a level of control that has controlled what we allow our consciousness to do and experience, what we have allowed ourselves to know about our bodies and our human consciousness, and about realms beyond our galaxy, our cosmos, and realms that are you could say, through portals into dimensions that we can't even imagine. And so, in order to experience our new Earth body, we are going to have help through our sacred circle ceremonies to release this stricture, this limited band that has been invisibly sitting within our being and that we keep knocking into as the passion in our being wants to expand into these beautiful light realms, into the unified field, into collaborative relationships, into coherence. And I've always felt it like banging my head against the wall, like that there was just something that was unnameable, unrecognizable, that was holding me to a place that I knew there was something more. And now is the time for that to disassemble. And it is a process of disassembling. It's not just a explosion. It is actually an intelligent deconstructing in a way that allows the reconstructing and the re-assimilation of our being in a higher frequency to occur while one dissolves and another reassembles through us. So there's an intelligence to this that is really the beautiful intelligence of all that exists. And as I've mentioned before, we need a lot of patience to live through. But through this session of the Sacred Circle ceremonies, the 6-week session, our ceremonies will be helping us be in tune with that dissolution and the reassembling and reconfiguring of how we see ourselves and how we experience this incredible human vehicle that we inhabit. So most of this will be taking place on an energetic, vibrational frequency transmission level. A lot of it, you may not even have language for, but the one thing I would like you to remember and try to remind yourself of, that anytime you feel like something is disintegrating or dissolving in you, that in that dissolution, there is also the rising of the new frequency and the new you. It's not that you're going to be disassembled and left plop in some void where you just don't exist. That's not how this works. It's really a very reciprocal process where, in actuality, the old conditioning that dissolves is actually the fuel that fuels the elevation and the reassimilation and emergence of your new Earth being and body. So it's a recycling process. It's a process where the heavy energies are provide fuel and convert to the lighter energies, and they're all part of a necessary reciprocal intelligent process. But we are so deeply embedded in this conditioning that it can get scary. I mean, it can get scary to let go of everything you know that is controlling about money. Just feel that one. I mean, you can feel the control energy in that, or the control energy in relationships. That might be a little more subtle to feel. Controlling where you live, how you work, how much effort and energy is put into staying in that box of control. I'm just going to pause here because I've been meditating for several hours and it's just kind of pouring out of me here. Just going to breathe and have you settle in a little more. But I wanted to give you a preview and an assurance that letting go, releasing control is going to reveal your greater consciousness, your greater fullness, your greater connection. So it's release to reveal, release to reveal. And if you can remind yourself of that a lot, this will help you move through our next 6 weeks together. Release to reveal. It's not release to collapse. Release to reveal. So, as we begin attuning here, I'd like you to, a couple of you to share what it was like to try to maintain your connection to living energies during our break. Like, what did you learn about yourself and your connection to living energies that really sustain your beautiful consciousness? And when we're not connected to them, what happens to you? In particular, what happens to you? Because each of us has an individual reaction to that. Would a few of you be willing to share what that was like for you?
Hey, Sarah, it's Russell. For me, what I learned is really gaining awareness of my tailbone more than my feet was really helpful. Since I'm on my feet a lot, I tend to feel them. But like if I tuned into my tailbone, that was really helping me connect in a much deeper way, and that would really settle me pretty immediately. And I would notice then more quickly if I was quick to get frustrated or my energy would come up. If I tuned into the tailbone, I could feel it like drop almost instantaneously. So it became a really nice tool to help keep me really grounded throughout the whole day, not just in meditations and so forth.
Beautiful. So I have a question. Just because you're on your feet all day, Does that mean you're aware of the energy flowing between your feet and body and Mother Earth all day?
No, but I guess I'm feeling my feet, and then I think I have to pause longer to I guess I think I take for granted that I feel connected through my feet, but I might not be tuned into it. But with the tailbone, it tunes me in more quickly for some reason. I'm not sure if I can articulate why.
It'd be interesting for you to see if you can move through, since you're used to being very physical and on your feet, if you can include the broader sense of the energy more,
I'll
you
start
know?
tapping into that. Like if I stop and commune with a tree, I can feel it coming up through my feet like really quickly. But like when I'm walking, I guess I'll tune into that subtlety more now that you brought it up. I'll see where I go with that.
That would really be an integrative practice. That'd be great. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, it's Fran.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a really powerful learning 3 whatever weeks break, quote break. It wasn't a break, it was a learning. And it's tied in so much with your discussion tonight about what came through about control and my attempts to control. And it's again and again, I would lose my grounding, I'd lose my connection, I'd feel awful, and I would return. And that was a strong lesson. Learning to connect more, not only through my feet, but through my allowing my tailbone to connect. I can't do it. I've learned that it's literally an allowing. It's like I set the stage for it physically and, energetically, and it connects for a richer experience. And a theme that has run through this that has really stepped up this past week for almost daily is showing me, teaching me again and again how about my crunky old conditioning to control. Control, you name the aspect, I will try to control it and make sure it goes well. I'll take all the steps, I'll think about it out. And I have been faced again and again with beating my head against the wall and suffering and then recognizing the only thing to do here is to really connect and allow, really have a most benevolent outcome through my being, through my connected being, and truly intend that and let it go and allow it. Be curious with openness. And again and again and again, I've done that. Something wonderful shifts that I had nothing to do with shifting except for allowing greater forces, the beneficent universe to take over. And then something tougher, tougher for me to not want to control will come in, like the next day, another
The next
crisis.
minute.
The next, well, maybe I have a day, I've had that break. But literally, it's been nonstop. And as you were talking about, it can be tough. I'm not, I want, that was not well said. I have experienced it not being tough. It's become less and less tough because what I've experienced is I've heard something about my control from another, or if I've heard it from myself and my experience, that I recognize it's been easy to accept because there is such a deep truth. I know it's true. My being, there's no resist. I'm not resisting that I'm aware of. I'm not defending. I'm not. I am. There's a gratitude, like, phew, this is true, and this is appearing because this truth needs to be recognized by me and how I live my life. And as I feel, I have felt, and I've connected many, many times, with constantly with the support and energy of the sacred circle and of the beings who support us. it's felt, yes, I've suffered. It's been tough. I've beaten my head against the wall. And again and again and again, as I learn, I feel the truth of the importance to my integrity of learning. And the energy has been there for me to not fight, no, consciously, once I'm aware, to consciously fight it and scream it. It's been, it's an extraordinary time.
I'm so happy for you.
Me too. It's like, and you know well how many decades I've spent cleaning and clearing and praying to evolve. And the stuff that has been still is clearly the control stuff that has been in my being very deeply embedded. You know, and often it comes out in the guise of, I really care about someone or something, and I figure out the way to do it. And I try to make that happen. It's just control. It's a lack of integrity. So it's just really powerful, really powerful and wonderful.
Isn't it wonderful to love truth?
Yes. Oh my God. If I didn't, I just, that has been, it's been there, especially the past maybe week. Yeah. These, the really, it's, I just know it's true. It's like, yes, phew. Yes. It's a relief.
It's a release. Yeah.
Yep. A relief and a release both.
Yes. Yes.
So it's something that I'm so grateful. I know it's, the time is now, the energies are supporting us. And I am in awe and gratitude.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's so much that we learn from each other by each person's insights that they share. So I really appreciate each one of you speaking. And is there anyone else that would like to to share?
Sarah, this is Carla.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to thank everyone for holding me in light during this really hard time for me with the rehab, because it's been really hard. And I noticed that I let it overwhelm me and realized that that was not helping. And then I would think about all the light that was being sent to me. And I felt it very strongly at one point when I was literally screaming in pain, and I felt light enter that moment. And it was when I knew a dear friend, and he was actually holding me up in prayer and light. And it was that moment. And everything changed. It became a grace. And I constantly would have to remind myself, because it's hard to continue through pain when you're, I had trouble grounding. I had a lot of trouble grounding throughout this whole experience. And just feeling the light when I needed to feel it was an incredible blessing, just an incredible blessing. So I just would like to share that it's been hard, and it's still hard, but it's getting better. And I feel like right now I can feel those roots sinking into the earth. And it took a long time to begin to really feel that again. But the grace has been there, and it's been a blessing. So thank you all for that.
So you had a knee replacement, right? Is that what you had?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it was a kicker.
That's
Well, it
fine.
was. I was
Yeah.
doing something incorrectly that first week, and I had to make up for it the second week. And whoa, the scar tissue is already forming, and it was tough. It was very, very tough. But
And
hallelujah.
yeah, and that would interrupt the grounding tremendously.
Oh,
So,
it sure did. It sure
right,
did.
you know, when we have that kind, when we have the anxiety and the anticipation, and then we have the surgery and the anesthetic, and then we have the recovery period with a lot of pain. That is a lot to go through. We even just going through a small amount of general anesthetic can disconnect our system in a very profound way. Having surgery that violates, and it's all done in with good intention, but surgery is a violation. And our being, you know, experiences like that. And the anesthetic can have a really profound effect on the consciousness. And so there's a lot to reconnect into your new configuration. And I'm kind of going through this with a little detail because if anyone experiences surgery and it's treated as if, okay, you know, you went through it, you're done. It's very
Oh, Lord.
profound. Yeah, it's very profound to our being to have surgery, and so that's not usually, you know, recognized by the medical world because they're dealing with the actual functioning part of it. So that's why I have a session that's pre-surgical and post-surgical to put people back together after they've had it and to get the anesthetic out of the system because that actually puts a slog vibration into the system. Well, I'm really
Certainly
glad
does, yeah.
you can feel how your heart is beaming to everyone in gratitude. So thank you.
Oh, thank you all, because it helped to remember that, you know, that it was there, that the visceral experience of it that one time really made a difference. And anyway, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, one more.
Hi, it's Kim. I'll go.
Hi.
Hi. First of all, yeah, it was good to hear people commenting. And Fran, when you were speaking, I just was smiling. And yeah, just it felt so good to hear you speaking. So thank you. As far as what I've been experiencing since we met last, there's been a lot of transition, and I experienced that, I think, with a deep sense of emotions, releasing, and a lot of density and a lot of like clamping down. And it wasn't until recently where a dear friend of mine said, go outside, go out on the land. And I walk a lot on the trails here. But I wasn't sitting in my property. And so I've been doing that the last few days, and it's like a turbo flush. So I'm so glad that I went outside and just sat. I'm all bundled up, and You know, going back to the beginning days with you, it's like sitting in my meditation garden, but, you know, I'm in high desert. I'm not in Ohio any longer. So that has been a really good feeling, you know, to get back into that kind of flow.
You also are going through quite a transition, and it would be natural to have a kind of a deep-seated response that says, you know, this, I might be overwhelmed by the change that I'm going through.
Yeah. Just a little.
Yeah. Right.
And
so I just want to normalize that for you.
Yeah. I am proud of myself that I am being the way that I am. And I'm also letting my feelings come, you know, the grief and the change, I'm letting it come forward differently than I have in the past. And I appreciate that piece of change in me. Because it would be really easy just to clamp down further. Yeah, so I am thrilled about this change of control and what that means for all of us. It's going to be exciting. I'm glad we get to do it together.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yep. We have a safe, coherent space that we're creating for each other, and a wonderful, very overarching space that lasts beyond just the Monday night circle that we get connected to, and it lives with us throughout everything. Okay. Is there anyone else that wanted to speak up?
This is Mark. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. For me, I've been more aware of my field as a whole. So I've been more focused on being aware of my larger field. And then as I see stuff arise, as we had talked about, I think in the last session before this, about contracted states as they would arise. And a lot of that for me is also some of the planning and some emotional stuff attached to that, and trying to be aware of the greater field that that's nested in, and to be aware of that and release that or not get caught up into it throughout the day. And obviously that's a challenge because it's easy to get caught into one of those emotions or moments, or the planning as Fran does too, as I do. But then going back into the greater field has been helpful.
Oh, did something happen to you? Were you
no.
finished? Oh.
Yeah, did is it still going or no? No, that was the end of it right there.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, on the first night of a class, we reactivate the sacred circle, which we will be doing, and create that coherent field that lives with us through the teaching of this session. So the teaching, the learning, the transformation is happening all around us, and it's activated by our ceremonial experience each week. So it's potentized. And so the one of the things I would like you to remember is that it's this realized space is living with you all the time. And it is, whether you were in ceremony or not, but because you're in ceremony, it potentizes it and brings it alive in your sphere of being. And so it's activated, it's available to you to access all the time. And that's something that our conditioning, the habits of our conditioning might have us forget. That the noise all around us would overshadow that remembering. And it's so easy for the noise of the world to drown out and cover up your sacred passion, your passion for the sacred. And each one of you has an orientation towards that sacred within you. And like an artist, like a Michelangelo sculpting the Pieta or the David, you sculpt it minute by minute by sinking into the sacred and letting it come alive, like the marble would come alive for Michelangelo. And we are going through that kind of density to reveal ourselves to ourselves. And so shifting into the sense of living energies and their self-organizing, self-realizing ability. Living energies will always self-organize into coherence, into realization, into wholeness, if we allow it. And that's what Fran was referring to. And that's what the releasing to revealing will do for us. So back to the allowing, which again, Fran referred to, the allowing, we have been conditioned out of allowing because we need to control, and we've been conditioned to control. And so sinking back into allowing so that it feels like a supportive state instead of a vulnerable state. When we sink into allowing, we're sinking into the grounded space of Mother Earth, the great feminine, the great ground of being that holds us. So there's a difference between allowing in a passive, vulnerable way and allowing in a powerful way, way that increases our power because we are allowing the energies to self-organize into coherence, into harmony, into love, into power. And we'll be learning all about this in a more profound way throughout our ceremonies now. So I really want you to remember the difference and feel the difference between allowing the living energies to inform you, to self-regulate, to self-organize, and allow yourself to be transformed and aligned with the living energies versus allowing in a passive, vulnerable way that makes you feel like you have no power and that anyone and anything could do anything to you. You're just vulnerable. There's a big difference there. And it's something to contemplate, and it's something to even journal on, because it's a crux point. It's a point where the more you get to know the difference between the two states, you'll start to recognize when you go into that vulnerable, passive allowing versus the powerful allowing and aligning. This is very important. Okay, let's pause and feel ourselves sitting with our feet on the floor, nicely propped up, relaxed. So there's been a lot of sun activity, a lot of solar activity, and there's a big solar energies landing on the earth tonight and tomorrow. It's interesting for you to note the activity of the sun, and it usually takes about 3 days for an eruption on the sun to land on the earth if it's aimed toward the earth, and see how you react to that. So in general, when there's all this sunspot activity, it has the effect of raising our consciousness in a pressurized way. So what you may experience is like the bursting, you know, the pressure of the need to change, and not be able to sense the higher frequencies that are coming in. Or you might be feeling the higher frequencies. Your sleep could be disrupted. You could be getting sick. You could have accidents. It's a very dysregulating time because higher frequencies are coming into our consciousness. And so it's a good idea to find like a YouTube person that deals with space weather and can clue you into what's happening with the solar activity. So there's a high correlation between when the solar activity lands on Earth and all the earthquakes and volcanoes that become active, the weather changes. So it's a good thing to be aware of and to note how you respond. For many years, every time there was an earthquake on the planet, I would go into a deep sleep. I could not stay awake. We were in the middle of Christmas dinner, and I had to go lie down and go to sleep, and there was a big earthquake anywhere in the world. Didn't have to be anywhere near me. Thankfully, I don't do that anymore, but we are reacting to the solar activity that's highly active right now. And so just note what's happening with yourself and how you are responding, and some of the things that you might associate with how you think you're reacting to something, maybe interpersonal from work or whatever, might be actually from the solar activity. So you might want to check into more of that. On the class page, I put the recording by Rupert Sheldrake. I hope some of you got to listen to that. The reason I put it up is because one of the controlling programs is our belief about materialistic science. You know, we have a friend that as soon as I start talking about anything spiritual, he can't even sit in the room. And he claims, I'll only listen to something that is scientifically proven. And he literally, his body won't even let him sit in the room with me if I bring something up. We have been programmed to believe that our materialistic science is the end all be all. And that has created an extreme limitation in our being of how we understand consciousness and how we experience ourselves. And the way Rupert Sheldrake describes opening that up, I thought was quite beautiful, quite calming. And his energy helps disconnect us from that rigid belief, which, whether we think we believe in it or not, it's still connected to our consciousness because it's part of our culture. And so there is still a part of us, even if we say we don't believe in it, that is still constricting our consciousness and even our cells, our cellular function. And an interesting point he made was that when he spent 7 years in India, the science that was based in India had no problem with his morphic resonance and work with plants and the earth. They totally were aligned with him, and it was the Western scientists that would disavow his work. And so the reason I put it down there, put it on the page, was for the vibrational effect of releasing us from that limitation. Did anyone happen to listen to it and feel that effect at all?
Hey, Sarah, it's Russell. I did, and it was beautiful. I mean, being a scientist for 30 years and the things he talked about with how crystal structures were melting at different temperatures over hundreds of years, like I was never privy to that. Like it was like a hidden thing. So it was really beautiful and very freeing and so enjoyable. So thank you.
Ah, thank you. I'm so glad you appreciated it, especially from your career point of view. I know, it's amazing what we don't know. Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, I also listened to it, and it reminded me a little bit of Deepak Chopra has a book, You Are the Universe.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of goes into a similar mode about, but I think with Deepak, it's a little bit more about consciousness itself. But I did find some fascinating things, like when he was talking about like when people do crossword puzzles and other things like that, as you know, the initial people do it. And then as people go along, it takes them less time to do it because there's a consciousness and a memory that is universal that other people pick up on. And I thought that was very interesting. And I've been also looking a lot at the Perelandra and the plant intelligence stuff. So it all kind of feels like it's all kind of developing consciously in kind of a larger snowballing effect.
I know. You know, if you they could measure that if you did the crossword puzzle later in the day versus in the morning, it was easier.
Right.
Because of the collective consciousness that had already worked out the puzzle. Or in Wordle, things like that. So that also is part of why our sacred circle is so powerful and helps us raise our consciousness and come to insight and revelation more easily, is because we resonate together and our collective light and intelligence is supporting each other, our higher beings are active in ways that we don't even realize. So the other thing I put on the page, if you haven't looked at it yet, were four images. And one image was of a tree, and another of the energy of a tree and the energy of a person that illustrated the living energy. And it was very parallel between the tree and the person. And it's how living energies organize, self-organize in similar ways. And then the other two images, one was of the mycelial connection just beneath the earth that's created by the mushrooms and the mycelial structures that are holding the earth together, like the fascia of a body. And when you look at the cells of the mycelium and the cells of the fascia, they're exactly the same. And the fascia is doing that for our body, while the mycelial network is doing that for the soil and the living organic matter of the top layer of the earth. So there is an intelligence to the living energies that have lots of parallels. So take a look at those images. And during the week, I can be putting different things up. So you might want to check in at different points of the week to see if I've added things to the page. Anyone get to see those images?
Yes, I did. I saw those also. And I was fascinated particularly by the mycelium and our own structure. So that was very fascinating to me.
Isn't it? It
yes,
really
yes.
is.
Yeah. And I made a real connection to that because I'm into gardening and I'm like, wow, that's pretty incredible.
I know. So our fascia is a connective tissue for us, and the mycelium is the connective tissue for the earth, and all the energies travel through the fascia and through that mycelial network, and it's all creating living energies in us. It's a network. So that was really interesting to see. Okay, anything else that anyone wants to bring up at this point?
Sarah, it's Tracy.
Hi.
Hello. I want to just say again, it's so nice to have the support of the group. That I was really looking forward to that. And again, I love everybody's shares. It's so just uplifting, and I think we need that. And I wanted to say it's interesting because talking about the sun and the space weather, I feel like I've always been very sensitive to when I could feel things coming in, like I'll know it before it happens. And then I'll be like, oh yeah, there was a solar flare. But what I've been finding is like my anxiety has been challenging like the last few days. And I've been trying different tools aside from grounding, you know, as well, like that have been helpful, like Epsom salt, foot bath seem to really make a bring, you know, my calm, my it's like takes out the static in my field, and like tapping on certain meridian points has been very helpful as well. So I've kind of been pulling out the arsenal of tools as a way to help support my system. But what's interesting is when I went to the chiropractor today, and I'm lying on the table and he's adjusting me, and he's like, oh, your body is like going into a whole nother patterning. You know, he's like, you're really doing some work. And so it's like, I appreciate those moments because I also could tell when I was lying on the table that I could feel this, it's almost like this underlay of a new aspect of myself. And it's in those moments that it's like, I have the reassurance that it's happening. But during the day, you know, it's been like very challenging. So it's strange because I could see there's really magic that's happening because I could feel it in my being and I could feel this new structure being foundation that's laying there, like down. I don't know how to describe it. I could feel it in my heart. But then there's also like this old, yeah, I guess this old structure is still hanging on. And I love what Fran had to say about you know, the control, and I really appreciate the allowing. I'm going to really try to look at that, you know, and really sit with that in a new way. So I really appreciate that.
I'd like to share, Sarah. Oh, this is Aaron. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I guess I think the main thing I wanted to share is I'm not sure when you were meditating things, but this morning I sort of slept in, which I don't always do, but and I had been off and I had the most beautiful meditation this morning, like when I was waking up, and I could just over the last 2 days too, just this idea of like pulling away of energy. Like I kept understanding how I was feeling things in my physical body wasn't really appropriate to like this idea of control that was being spoke of. Like that you think sometimes I think, oh, this thing in my body means this, or how I feel means this. And particularly this morning when I was waking up, I could just feel this tremendous shift away from that, like that I had to just breathe in my body differently and approach life differently. And, but it was like you were saying at the beginning of this class, how sometimes things are going to present in a way that is beyond words. And I could feel that so strongly this morning, and I didn't even want to wake up. And then as I woke up, I was like, oh, I feel this beautiful shift. And then I went into my day, and my day was filled with a ton of very physical pulls into life where it was like things I didn't want to deal with showing up. So, but then I also had this trust that it's not always the way it presents physically, and you have to feel or breathe your way through it. And I don't know really how to verbalize it, but I wanted to thank you and the circle because I think that I could, and that I, because I remembered this morning, I was like, after I woke up, I was like, oh, we're about to start our circle. And usually that happens for me as a group, like I can feel it lift up. So I'm very thankful for everyone because it gave me a lot of, I don't know, like sort of faith and peace, even though some of the things I'm dealing with aren't the easiest. So thank you.
Yeah, that early morning time before the world has crashed in on us can show us a lot of where our consciousness really is, and where we want to be. So thank you.
Thank you.
That can also happen at 3 o'clock in the morning when we're not sleeping or other odd times, but I know that feeling of feeling that beautiful lightness and harmony, and then as we go through the day, the noise of the world overwhelms it, but it's there. At least you know it's there.
This is Laurie. I checked out for a few minutes, so I'm hoping that what I'm going to share still fits in with what you've been talking about, because I missed a bit. But when you just said that about the coughing, and what that content that what that tends to mean, at the very beginning, I kept hearing breath, 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 and during this time of our break, I have been more connected to returning to my breath. And it's been really powerful. And
I feel so much gratitude for the circle, because as soon as you started talking, I was like, oh, okay, there it is again. It's like you are naming and articulating exactly what I have been experiencing. And I am actually experiencing the I don't expansion, I guess, from what feels like a lifetime almost of touching myself, touching the new paradigm actually before it was happening. And then that sense of banging my head up against the wall, or I forget what else you said, but and I can feel it opening up, and it's miraculous. It's I don't know, like I can just feel that that is somehow not happening at the same level that I feel like it has. And I'm sure I've shared this before, but this kind of conversation always brings me back to when we went to Mount Shasta, and I felt that sadness every time we went up the mountain, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And finally, the last day, it happened again, and I said, "Why is this happening?" And the mountain said to me, "You're not living what you know." And it was this, you know, I was a, I probably, because of the way my orientation was then, initially maybe took that in as I was doing something wrong. But I've realized over these years that that was the kindest, most compassionate thing, because of what it was, what I believe the message was at this point is, you know, kind of this, you're feeling the sadness because what you know inside is not being lived yet. And until it is, you know, that sadness might or will be there at some level. And I'm feeling that shift. And not every minute of every day, but something is different. So I've just appreciated everything that everyone said, and I'll look forward to hearing what I missed.
What a beautiful teaching. Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
You know, when you've had a near-death experience, which I've had a few, and they take you through a life review, and you see very distinctly how much I lived without being true to myself. That experience is so searing. That it guides whatever I do. And that's the kind of experience you had, Lori. There's a reference point inside of us that knows how we want to live. And then the noise covers it up. And like you said, Lori, at first you took it as you were doing something wrong, but you weren't. It's, we live in a culture that conditions us out of that. And it's about building up this grounded, living energy that holds us in alignment and in the truth of our being. And that same energy now is carrying us into an expanded version of who we are. And one of the images that's helpful and I didn't get around to creating it, but I wanted to, is seeing ourselves as as a pointillist painter would paint us, as little dots of light rather than as solid matter, which actually goes along with science. And if you can start identifying with yourself as little points of light that are very responsive and not rigid, but still have an intelligence that holds form, that's the intelligence of the living energies that know how to self-organize into coherence. So it's those rigidities and that solidness that we were convinced of for the last 500 years. And I truly believe that prior to the scientific revolution, that people didn't live in as solid of a world as we've been living in. And we're starting to loosen that up. And so not only are we composed of more space, like science says, than of matter, but we're also composed of multiple dimensions of consciousness. So on one level, we are the ETs or the interdimensional beings that we come in contact with. On one level, we are the light. On one level, we are divine. And learning how to traverse and integrate into a wholeness all those aspects of our being. Because when we look at anything from a materialistic point of view, it becomes solidified and separate. And then the mind grabs hold of it and it becomes an immovable object. And so we're coming back to a sense of ourselves as fluid, non-linear, spiral, more flower of life dimensional, and that we have access to this greater wisdom and potency within our being. And that applies to the physical as well. And maybe you can feel this as I'm speaking, that your cells are starting to dance a little more right now, that they're perking up energetically. Because that's the transmission that is coming through right now. Just let that kind of wave out, ripple out for a moment. Feel the dancing atoms in your being. And from this spaciousness, let's greet Mother Earth with our energy, with our heart. in connectivity, in immersion, becoming one with Mother Earth. Feeling the energy in the soles of your feet connecting, the energy at your tailbone connecting, everything coming alive. And we greet the spirit of the water. As Mother Earth holds us in her heart, the water speaks to us, guiding the flow. Towards coherency, creating expression, and we greet the spirit of the fire. The inner flame, our inner luminosity. Our inner luminary. And we become the luminary. We become the light. That's the true greeting. And we greet the spirit of the air, becoming the frequency of the invisible currents of life. And we greet the ether, the intelligent membrane, that holds the blueprint for our being, the membrane that holds the material world in place. And yet it breathes. It breathes with the unknown. It's not solid. It's pure intelligence. And we merge with the pure intelligence. And this brings each one of us into a coherent state, aligned with the living energies, And when a group is aligned with the living energies will bring the group into a coherent system, guided by the living energies. And when we come into coherence, we become aware of greater intelligences, of our own greater intelligence and relational intelligences. Of the light of our being and the light of the luminaries, the light beings, the guides, the teachers. It's a sphere of consciousness that is the sphere of guidance. It's the sphere of intelligence. And depending on where we're sitting within our being, we know that as our being, or we know it as beings who are in relationship to us. Either one is fine. As our being comes into deeper coherence, the noise stops. Starts to dim. And we come into contact with our inner structure. Our axis and toroidal field. Feeling from your feet connected to the earth. And that central axis comes alive, becomes golden and vibrating within us. And the connection between Father Sun and Mother Earth becomes fluid. Creating a channel of love energy that circulates in the toroidal pattern around us, creating greater and greater intelligence that aligns with higher and higher frequencies. And like a galaxy with multiple planets spinning on their axis, all the planets are spinning on their unique axis, but they're in a plane that creates the galaxy. Spinning around the sun, creating a wholeness, a harmony. And our circle circulates around the central sun. Of consciousness, it's breathing, living, vibrant, And as we come into a deeper coherence, there's a point at which a portal opens and we expand into attunement with a higher frequency, a finer frequency. And as we allow the living energies to self-organize, they will take us into higher and higher attunements. Where the mind falls away and pure knowing emerges. And pure knowing is a state of not knowing until you know something. Or maybe you know peace. Maybe you know light. Maybe you know sound. Maybe you know love. Maybe you know power. And you know it because you are it. So as we sit in this space, this rarefied space, there's actually a lot going on. There's a cleansing, a purification. We don't have to know that it's happening, but it is. There's a dissolving of our old conditioned being happening within the space of the sacred circle that was created. So this is the ceremonial impact of the activation of the sacred space, and within that sacred space, there is a transformation occurring within our being. And it's not something we can control. This is guided by the greater intelligence. But the heavy energy that we carry in any area can be dissolved, burned up, dematerialized. And recirculate into the dynamics of the sacred circle field. The axis for the circle is just established and centered. And it's nice to know that we each contributed a quantity of heavy energy to the dynamism of the circle that created the sacred space. And note how you can still feel your feet and be expanded. And we're surrounded by a benevolent, loving light, the heart of the cosmos. The heart of Mother Earth and Father Sun. the heart of divinity. And there's no hierarchy. It's a whole consciousness. And within this space, sense your heart center. Sense your body. Sense your breath. And welcome this new sense of you. I know we've gone a lot longer than usual, so thank you for staying with us. Tracy, do you have your hand raised? Okay, so we'll see how this ripples through us this week. And please share your insights and questions and comments on the page. It's so helpful to everyone. So many blessings.